No response at all, LeBron silent after Kareem blasts his COVID meme. By Dylan Nguyen on December 29, 2021. LeBron James says he has no response at all after fellow Laker legend Kareem Abdul-Jabbar wrote a Substack essay blasting him for posting a meme mocking the coronavirus. Abdul-Jabbar, who busies himself nowadays by penning pearl-clutching responses to anyone who dares challenge woke ideology on issues of race and virus, blasted James for posting a meme that compared the coronavirus and specifically the Omicron variant to the common cold. On Christmas Eve, James posted this meme to Instagram. Abdul-Jabbar reacted insanely, calling the meme a blow to LeBron's worthy legacy and even went so far as accusing him of putting lives at risk by promoting vaccine hesitancy. By posting the uninformed meme, LeBron has encouraged vaccine hesitancy, which puts lives and livelihoods at risk, Abdul-Jabbar wrote on Substack. Culver City, California, April 13. Basketball player Kareem Abdul-Jabbar speaks at the Fulfillment Fund's spring fundraising celebration honoring UCLA at Sony Pictures Studios on April 13, 2019, in Culver City, California. Photo by John C. Uli/Getty Images for Fulfillment Fund. From there, Abdul-Jabbar went on to blast James for not using his Instagram and its 106 million followers to promote the vaccine, Breitbart Sports reported. However, while doing so, Abdul-Jabbar made a grotesque and awkward attempt to equate racism and the vaccine. Abdul-Jabbar wrote, "While LeBron is a necessary and dynamic voice critical of police brutality against the black community, he needs to be the same necessary and dynamic advocate with vaccines, which could save thousands of black lives right now. The racism is just as real, and just as lethal, in both cases." Despite the hysterical bleatings of the 74-year-old Laker legend, James declined to respond directly to Kareem during a post-game interview on Tuesday night. "No, I don't have a response to Kareem at all," James said after the Lakers' 132-123 victory over the Rockets. "And if you saw the post and you read the tag, you know that I'm literally, honestly asking, help me out. Help me kind of figure it all out, like we're all trying to figure this pandemic out," James explained via the New York Post. "We're all trying to figure out COVID and the new strain, Omicron. And the flu, I think people forgot about the flu," James continued. "People like literally forgot about the flu during these times, like that's still going around. It's flu season, so people have forgot about the flu. People have forgot about common colds. That happens, especially with a lot of our kids that's in school. My daughter, Jury James, is in first grade, so a lot of these kids are getting like common colds and getting the flu. But no, I don't have any response to Kareem. No. At all. It's a good thing LeBron didn't have a response to Kareem. Otherwise, he would surely have been savaged in another Substack essay. This writer has never typed these words before, but LeBron James is absolutely right. People have forgotten about the flu and common colds. In addition, I would add, they have forgotten common sense, civility, and any pretense to living life without fear. The symptoms of the Omicron variant directly parallel mirror the flu and the common cold. In a world where people were actually concerned with truth instead of perpetuating a constant state of fear, James' meme would have made total sense.